This is VPR News. Good evening. I'm Alex Keefe. On Sunday, cyclists from all around Vermont are expected to go for a ride that one of their own never had the chance to complete. 47-year-old Richard Tom was killed after getting hit by a car last Sunday morning. The driver of the car, 17-year-old Joseph Marshall, was also killed. This is the second fatal bike accident involving a car in just a few weeks in Vermont. Before that, there had only been one in the last decade. This morning, I visited the crash site where an impromptu memorial has sprung up for both Tom and Marshall. Flowers, a deflated balloon, at least a dozen candles.
I didn't see all of these candles that are scattered about.
It's amazing. The two are still burning.
Yeah. Wow.
That first voice belongs to Kevin Bissett, president of the Green Mountain Bicycle Club, in which Richard Tom was active. Also standing on the side of the road with me was John Williams, the group's vice president, who says he was a friend of Tom's.
We're looking north right now, and you can see the tire track coming in. So
when he got hit, Richard Tom would have been right about where we're standing right here.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit farther, just a little bit farther north.
Kevin, you had mentioned that you got a phone call, I think from a doctor.
He's actually a pediatrician who lives just south by about a quarter mile here. He called me Monday evening. Brad is this gentleman's name. He told me he found Richard in the ditch, no pulse, no responsiveness, and he's telling Richard that, you know, a lot of people are rooting for you, you know, everything's going to be okay. And he told me that he and this woman tried everything they could do to try to save Richard, and he had to tell me that. And I'm getting goosebumps right now. And then he told me that when they came to the conclusion that there was no hope, then Brad told me that he was the one who put the tarp over Richard's body. That was hard hearing that.
What kind of a guy was Richard Tom? If I was going out on a group ride with him, with your club for the first time, what would I notice about him?
The few rides that I did with him when I first started doing group rides, he was right there coaching me. I knew very little about cycling in a group, so that was awesome. Interestingly, I took him to dinner less than 2 weeks before this happened. So that was pretty awesome that at least I was able to see him. You know, I wanted to build on our friendship from there, and unfortunately, that can't happen.
A 17-year-old kid was killed in the crash. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how you hold these two ideas in your minds and in your hearts. On the one hand, that it was a 17-year-old kid who was killed, but at the same time, police say that it was his speeding that probably caused this crash and caused this tragedy. How do you reconcile those two things?
I mean, I'm sad on two fronts, you know, for the 17-year-old, his family and friends, and of course for Richard and, you know, his family and all of us. And initially, there was anger, you know, towards this driver. But now it's, you know, again, we don't know what triggered his actions.
For myself, you know, I would definitely identify with their grief and loss. The family, I know the high school as a whole is going through a really tough time. We were all 17 at one time, and luckily, the three of us are standing here. You know, we all do things at different ages that we regret. We're certainly not casting blame. We're casting sorrow for Joseph's family and, you know, for us, especially Richard.
There was another cyclist who was killed a couple weeks ago in Middlebury by an allegedly drunk driver. This is two cycling deaths in Vermont in just a matter of a few weeks that we're talking about. As senseless as all of this seems, do you feel like there's a larger takeaway from this?
Everybody uses the road, and no matter how they use it, you know, from riding a horse, if they're driving their lawn tractor on it, to, you know, riding a bicycle, walking, running, driving a car. It seems like we put the responsibility of the other user of the road to be safe. There definitely is a larger picture to be addressed, and it's teaching motorists, cyclists, everyone to do the right thing on the road because it could save your life, it could save someone else's life.
What are you guys hoping to come away with after this group ride on Sunday?
Well, this memorial ride is being tagged as, you know, Richard's ride. It is about Richard, but at the same time, it's about just getting these two populations together and grieve together and share stories.
Both Kevin and I, we've been kind of working day and night on bringing together this ride on Sunday. And with all of that, for me, I've never forgotten Richard and how much he meant to me. And I will miss him very much. So, Richard, this is all for you.
That was Green Mountain Bicycle Club Vice President John Williams talking about the death of his friend Richard Tom. We also heard from the club's president, Kevin Bissett. The club's hosting a memorial ride for Tom and for Joseph Marshall, the driver in the crash, on Sunday. That starts at 11 o'clock at the Champlain Valley Union High School, where Marshall was a senior.